Northland College Research Associate Tobin LaFrancois says the mussels are spread out. At the most, he says they found about 20 mussels per diver around the islands.
The good news is the densities are very low, and manually removing mussels from wrecks and docks and things like that will have an impact.
Researcher Mike McCartney with the University of Minnesota says they're using genetic markers to find the origin of 1,500 samples collected from 70 water bodies in the Great Lakes region.
In Superior, they're barely making it. They're really in a habitat that's kind of on the edge for them. And so everything that we can do to limit further movement is going to help.
McCartney says they expect to know whether the invasive mussels came from another area of Lake Superior in the next month. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.